This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday, and it is a gigantic Tuesday. There is so much to talk about tonight. We have a man going to prison who did nothing wrong because he got caught behind enemy lines. We will talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about the looting of the treasury, the handing out to all their friends. More establishment helping out the establishment. How the system speaks with one voice. Remember all that white supremacism talk? Handing out money to illegals. The DOJ and FBI covered up the assault of young women. All that. So much more. And, well, an announcement as well. All that and so much more. And an announcement coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. In fact, we might as well lead with the announcement. I have some incredible news and some terrible news. It's just going to depend on how much you love the show. Do you love the show? Well, if you do, then you're going to think this is great news. Do you hate listen? Are you one of the people who sends in death threats? Well, this is bad news for you. It's official. They put out the press release today. I have re-signed with Premier Networks. Premier is welcoming me back for three more years. Me, Chris, Michael, the whole gang's coming. You are stuck with us. I have no earthly idea why this show is successful and growing. Absolutely none whatsoever. But I do know that it is, and that's wild. So you're stuck with me for now. Until we get fired, you're still here. Apparently, Premier is not on the cusp of firing me. No, in all seriousness, thank you to Julie, Bill, Dan, Peter, just all of them over there, just the best. Thank you to Chris for, you know, it's just, it's awesome. We're very, very grateful to be here. All right, now, let's begin here. I had a conversation with a gentleman. I'm not going to name him at all, but he is, I wouldn't call him a friend, but he's a professional acquaintance. And he is a New York City guy. In fact, lives in Manhattan, has an apartment in Manhattan. Does pretty well for himself. I won't go into what he does, but anyway, we're professional acquaintances. Basically, someone I work with is someone he works with, and we end up at the same dinner table from time to time. And you know how I talk a lot about getting out of your blue area and getting to a red area? Hey, you need to move. Hi, but Jesse, I love New York City. Yep, I love New York City too. You need to move. You need to move. Why? It's not because you don't love it. It's not because it's not amazing. You need to move because you are now
in hostile territory. But what does that mean exactly? And that's not, it sounds really dire. Oh, no. I'm like a Vietnam pilot shot down in Laos. So I'm behind enemy lines. What does that mean, Jesse? You're just being scary? Well, have you ever thought about going to prison? Have you ever thought about what prison would be like? If you're a dude, I know you have. This is one of those things every dude, every single dude, without exception, has thought about how he would act in combat. Every dude has thought about how he would fight certain animals. Could I fight a bear? What I would do? Oh, Chris is laughing because it's true, right? Every dude, this has crossed every dude's mind. We daydream. We think about these things. Ladies, we really are meatheads. We think about these things. Every dude has thought about prison. What would it be like? Would I join a gang? Try to keep to myself? What? Every dude has thought about prison, but think about prison. We have many, many, many people listening right now from prison, state prison, federal prison. They email the show, and I love that. I've always loved that. I've always thought that was cool. Big believer in redemption. Big believer in it. So you know what prison would be like, how miserable it would be. A cage, violent people all around you. Almost undoubtedly, depending on where you go, suffering from some form of violence yourself. I won't even get started on the food. I'll be honest, that's what I think about the most, how bad all the food would be. The riots, the chaos, the stabbings, the everything. Well, what does it mean to be behind enemy lines? Dexter Taylor is about to find out. So anyway, before we get to Dexter Taylor, this friend of mine was arguing with me about leaving New York City. And he was saying to me, he said, Jesse, you don't even understand. We can't just retreat. I love it here. My dad lived here. His dad lived here. And actually, it's actually pretty cool. He has it traced all the way back to where his family got off the boat at Ellis Island. Like, they are New York people. Jesse, New York City is as America as they come, and we can't leave it behind. And this is wrong. Whenever you tell people to leave, I get mad about it because that's what losers say. And we can't do it. Okay. All those things are actually very legitimate arguments. And I don't get angry when anyone says those things to me because those are legitimate arguments, and I understand it. This is part of America. My family's from here. My grandma lives next door. Jesse, I've been going to this church for years. Jesse, my kids are in the school program here. Jesse, I can't leave. Jesse, we don't cede ground. Jesse, we don't give comment. I understand all that. Tell that to Dexter Taylor. Dexter Taylor, I've actually interviewed him on my television show before. He's a software engineer. Just one of those guys, software engineer types, one of those super brainiac types. And during COVID, found himself with a lot of extra time on his hands and decided, you've known tinkerers like this. Chris, Jewish producer Chris, is one of these tinkerers, one of these guys who rebuilds a car engine. Remember when I was making fun of Chris for building his own menorah that he found from scrap wood? That's just, but that's who he is. He's a tinkerer. That's not who I am. I don't feel like going to the garage to do woodworking. That's what Chris does. Dexter Taylor is one of those guys. Dexter Taylor started to get fascinated with weapons. And so he began building his own gunsmithing. Pistols, rifles, so on and so forth. Now, what's he doing with these things? Is he shooting them? Well, no, at least not with anybody. Is he selling them? No, he wasn't selling any at the time. He was in, I believe it was his basement, he told me. Just gunsmithing, building weapons. Dexter Taylor was just found guilty. Second degree criminal possession of a loaded weapon. 4 counts of third degree criminal possession of a weapon. 5 counts of criminal possession of a firearm. Second degree criminal possession of 5 or more firearms, unlawful possession of pistol ammunition, violation of certificate of registration, prohibition on unfinished frames or receivers, 2 lesser charges, so on and so forth. That's from Red State. A joint ATF NYPD task force opened up an investigation into Dexter Taylor for doing basic American stuff. Kicked in his door, SWAT teamed in the works, and now this 52-year-old man, unless he catches a serious break, maybe an appeal out of nowhere, I don't know what chances he has, because Dexter Taylor is facing 20 30 years of that prison life we were just talking about in the state of New York. 20 to 30 years as a 52-year-old man, depending on his genetics, diet, and otherwise, there is a very real chance this American patriot, Dexter Taylor, will never walk free again. And this isn't one of those cases where you and me, we have to go back and forth. Well, I mean, I didn't know the glove didn't fit. There was no evidence he was there one day. This is an American citizen just sitting in his basement, putting together some legal weapons. Now, very likely, will enjoy the rest of his days in the prison chow hall and on the rec yard. What does it mean to be behind enemy lines? What it means is there are no levels of state protection still available to you. And if the communists in any level of power set their eyes on you and decide you need to go away, maybe it's for building guns, maybe it's financial crimes, maybe it's for unpaid parking tickets. The point is, when you get that deep behind enemy lines, and when the Democrat Party gets that evil, that communist as they are now, you are in danger. Real life danger. Watch yourself in the prison shower type danger. That's the kind of danger we're discussing here. And that's why I tell you, get out and protect yourself. Protect yourself. Protect your family. I'm never leaving. Live free or die. Okay. Hopefully you get some extra money in your commissary account and buy some extra Top Ramen for yourself. I wonder if Dexter Taylor wishes he'd left now. All right? All right. We're moving on. We have many other things to talk about, how the system works. Let's address this illegal immigration stuff here first, though. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to do a little illegal immigration talk here in just a moment. Don't forget, though, you can email the show, and you should. You are welcome to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Let's get to this one here. I'm going to skip around it a little bit. It just got a little long. Jesse, I know this is a lot to unpack. I don't expect you to read it on the air. I, like you, are saddened by the state of the country. However, sometimes I get sad when you're on one of your daddy tells it like it is rants, specifically about deporting invaders. You claim there's nothing we can do, but I disagree. There's always something we can do. I don't mean violence or forced deportation. He said, hang on, I'm going somewhere with this. Shut up. Anyway, he said we have to make circumstances difficult. And then he goes on to describe, you know, not allowing wages, not allowing this, and so on and so forth. And he says, finishes it off by saying, I understand a majority in both House and the Senate are required to do this along with the presidency. Am I nuts, desperate, or just a hopeful anti-communist?
Okay. This is a very valid argument. I have laid out repeatedly what I feel must be done to save any semblance of our way of life. A red state coalition. Call it 10, call it 15, call it 20. I don't care how many states. And the coalition says, hey, federal government, we created you, not vice versa. We have entrusted you with enforcing immigration in this country. Citizenship, border security, the works. You have used that to flood the country with illegals on purpose. Therefore, we are taking these responsibilities back from you, and we are going to handle our own immigration. Everything from citizenship to border security, it's no longer yours. And if you try to stop us, we'll have your agents arrested. That's what I think has to be done to save our way of life. Now, that's a lot to unpack. So undoubtedly, people will respond with emails similar to this one, where he says, we can do this. We can do this. And remember, part of my argument is, as I've laid out, that mass deportation, for a few different reasons, is not possible. One, we don't have the manpower. There are 6,000 ICE agents. About 3,000 of those are even immigration enforcement types. We don't have the manpower to deport 15, 20 million people. How will we use the military? Totally unrealistic. You're going to send Marine Corps infantry divisions through neighborhoods to arrest them? Not going to happen. You think that's something you even want to happen? American troops, armed, flak jackets, walking through your neighborhood. Do you even want that to happen? It, by the way, it doesn't matter whether you want it or not. It would never happen. So let's set that aside. Also, the American people have no stomach for such things. The same American people that hit it home with three masks on and drowned themselves in hand sanitizer after buying 8,000 rolls of toilet paper at the grocery store, those same people are not going to wake up and be supportive of throwing families of 10, mother, father, and children in the back of a car and deporting them back to El Salvador. It's not going to happen. The population, we don't have the population that would support it. All this would have to happen under Trump, and Trump himself wouldn't be able to withstand the media scrutiny. He just simply wouldn't. I don't think there's anyone in America who would. Trump, the last time when they had, remember they had the child separation policy? That was immigration policy under Trump, a basic border policy. The kids that come with parents oftentimes aren't with parents. So you have to separate them at the border and do testing to make sure that's not an evil cartel guy who showed up with the little kid. That was a border policy, child separation. Remember the media and the Democrats ran that big op against Trump? AOC's down there crying at the border. Ah, kids in cages. You remember kids in cages? What was the result of that? A few weeks of that, child separation policy. Hey, we're backing off that, guys. No more child separation policy. But those same people who are going to deport 10 million people? Be serious. Come on. Grow up. I was born at night, not last night. That'll never happen. So people respond by saying this. Let's make things difficult for the illegals. E-verify. Let's go after employers who hire them. Let, you know, mandatory prison sentences. Cutting off welfare benefits. No education. Whatnot. And these are smart ideas, and they're good ideas. And if you have these ideas, I want to be clear. I'm not insulting you. You are correct. The only way you'll get me to insult you is if you believe these things are possible. Because who is going to implement those things? Who? Well, Jesse, maybe the Red State Coalition can't. Well, how does that help New York? New York is still stuck. You think New York's going to do that? You think New York's going to say, yeah, you know what? Yeah, these illegals are too many. Can't have any more of these illegals here. We've got to deport them all. That's never going to happen. What, California going to follow them? Never going to happen. Okay, so let's set that aside. All right, but blue area not going to happen. Well, yeah, but Congress could. Congress? Who? Who's going to spearhead that effort? The GOP that just tried to pass an amnesty bill in the Senate? You know those, most of those same guys are still going to be in Congress, right? The GOP who just funded a big $90 billion foreign aid bill that you hated? The GOP that just fully funded the FBI, DOJ, didn't cut a single penny for the government? They're going to, what, pass some law that gets illegals to deport themselves? My point is, it must be left to the states because that's our only option. Our only realistic option. Your ideas are not stupid. They're the right ideas. Can they be implemented? No. No, they can't. So we have to go with what can be. All right. Here's something you should implement in your life. Something I've implemented in my life. I call it the MyPillow program. And what is the MyPillow program? It's a very simple step. You see, whenever I need something for the house, whatever it may be, if I need a lamp, I go to MyPillow first. Now, I don't even think MyPillow sells lamps, but MyPillow has expanded so far beyond just the incredible MyPillows where they make sheets and towels and mattresses and mattress toppers, dog beds, pajamas. They make the best sandals I've ever had in my life. They're sandals and slippers. Absurdly cool. MyPillow, anything I need for the house, that's the first place I go. Does MyPillow sell these? If for no other reason, just the quality of it. And they do sales, big ones. $25 extravaganza sales. That's what's going on right now. $25 extravaganza sale. You want the best MyPillow money can buy? Giza fabric in the works, $25. Sandals, $25. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special square and use the promo code Jesse. Join the MyPillow program, all right? Or call them, 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Chris, we should have got some party poppers or something to celebrate signing the new contract. Can we fake something on the radio, add some stuff in? We'll have like Maria Salazar in the background.
You know, freedom is not free.
As the fireworks are going off and Howard Dean's cheering for us. Oh, Jesse signed his new deal. And Dome is all, man, I can't believe he got promoted. I had to work so much harder than that. And we can just kind of go down the list. No, I like the idea. I like the idea. You know,
it is fascinating to watch Democrats continue to walk this tightrope, we've talked about before. They walk many tightropes. Biden walked another one today. You're seeing it big time with this Columbia stuff in New York. Now, you obviously know what's going on at Columbia. Columbia is a dirtball commie Ivy League school. They've been a dirtball commie Ivy League school. Everyone's just now finding out about it today because of the Hamas protest, but that's what Columbia's been. A nurturing daycare for upcoming communists to go out into the world of politics and business and destroy this country with their dirty commie infiltration. That's what Columbia has been for the longest time. Well, remember, Democrats are desperate right now, but let me explain desperation. The polls from what I understand, internally, are anyone's game. That's what the Trump people keep telling me. That's what, honestly, Biden's people keep saying, anyone's game. Biden's people and Trump's people both think Biden is down slightly, but it might be one of those who can turn out the vote type things. Do not get cocky because Joe Biden is an idiot. This country is lost, demoralized, doesn't know what it wants. They've been poisoning the Trump well for years now. So a certain percentage of this population thinks he's the Antichrist. There's a lot built into 2024. And I don't know how it's going to turn out. You don't know how it's going to turn out. No one knows, right? Anyone tells you they know, they're lying. So they're thinking it's going to be close. And because they're thinking it's going to be close, they're extremely concerned about their coalitions, their domestic coalitions. Democrats are watching two major coalitions of theirs weaken in front of their eyes. They are losing their domestic black coalition a little. Now, when I say a little, it's because of this. Black people have traditionally voted 90% plus Democrat in this country over the past several decades. That number is going down because Trump is gaining black men. That's really the demographic Trump is gaining. Black women never move. They vote Democrat every single time. What's that mean? Well, it doesn't mean Donald Trump's going to get half the black vote. That's stupid and ridiculous, and you should mock anyone to their face who says that. But he doesn't have to get half the black vote. If he gets 85% instead of, or if Trump gets 15% instead of 10, that might make the difference in winning with a tight election. Okay, so they know that's a problem. The Democrats know that's a problem. They have another problem, the Latino vote. Now, this was not a problem of open borders, although most of the Latino population, the domestic Latino population, is angry about that. This was more of a culture war thing, a culture war problem that Democrats were always going to run into. And I know this because I swear half my friends are from Mexico and Guatemala. And that's just, look, that's part of what it is. When you're in the Marines and then you live in Texas, you're going to have a bunch of Latino friends. And I know all their families, and almost all their families have been traditional Democrats. Not nutballs, but just they vote Democrat. That's what they always did. That's what I was taught. That's what dad did. That's what mom did, whatever. Many of them have switched to Republican. Many, they don't claim Democrat anymore. I'm an independent now. Why? It was all the tranny stuff. It was endless.
Why are you gay?
Everything had to be rainbow this and rainbow that. You can't even turn on a TV commercial anymore without watching two dudes making out. And for the Latino culture, hugely a Catholic culture, that is a big time no-no. And so they were already losing them. Okay, well, that's a problem if you're Democrats. You were already worried about the black coalition. You know you've lost some of the Hispanic coalition. It does look like Republicans are probably going to get about half that now. Okay, for Democrats, if you're going to lose, you got to add, or in the very least, you got to stop the losing. They have a Muslim coalition. Now, we don't have an overwhelming number of Muslims in this country, but we do have enough to make a difference. Years and years and years of, quote, refugees coming in from everywhere, Afghanistan, all kinds of places in Africa. We now have a significant Islamic population in America. They have all voted Democrat every single time because it was traditionally the Democrats who wanted them here. Republicans thought they were all terrorists. And so they've all gone Democrat for the whole time. They toughed out the Democrat culture war stuff. They were not thrilled about it, but traditionally the Islamic families in this country, they tolerated all the endless tranny this and gay that. And they turned a blind eye to it. They figured, hey, at least they're not treating us like terrorists. They apparently reached the end of that rope with the whole support for Israel thing. Now, this is not universal, but many, 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 many Muslims in this country despise Jews. This is a very traditional cultural fight. It's wild that people don't talk about uncomfortable cultural things. In fact, speaking of cultural fights, traditionally, the black community and the Jewish community in this country have been at each other's throats. So that's another part of this too. Well, Democrats are worried now because they need their domestic Jewish coalition. About 2/3 of American Jews have voted Democrat. They also need their Muslim coalition. They need them. They can't look. They've lost the Hispanics. You've lost some of the black community. You've got to have them. And so now you have this big story right out of New York City in Columbia, where you have a bunch of Palestinians attacking Jews. They've moved to online campus, and Democrats have to figure out how to walk this tightrope where they can look like, hey, I'm Mr. Muslim, but also Mr. Jew. So this is why we got statements like this out of New York AG Letitia James. She says she gave the pro-Palestinian protesters a red line. What'd she say? Well, say and do whatever you want. Just don't assault anybody. Then we have this one from Eric Adams. That was Letitia James trying to walk that tightrope. Ah, I mean, you're fine. Protest. I love Jews. I love Muslims. Just don't hurt anybody. So that's her just trying to wash her hands of the whole thing. Eric Adams took it a step further. You know, this isn't a homegrown problem. It's not a problem at Columbia, of course. It's certainly not a New York City problem. Everyone here is upstanding. These protesters, man, they're from out of town.
What I learned during the Black Lives Matter protests, when I was notified that under the previous administration that there were those anarchists that came into the city with the determination of really disrupting and tearing our city apart. And I remember meeting with some of the organizers, telling them, you have to start policing yourself, because there are people who are embedded that are not part of the Black Lives Matter movement. They came into our city. Remember some of the arrests we made, and you looked at some of the people, they were from outside our city. We strongly believe that is the case right now.
I love that. Do you love when politicians say that? We strongly believe. We don't just believe, we strongly believe. And are there some outside commie agitators there? Oh, of course there are. A lot of full-time communists in this country paid to bounce around the country, causing chaos in whatever city they can find that will allow them to get away with their animal ways without going to prison. This is a very common thing. Full-time communism is a job for many people in this country. That's a fact. But no. No, Eric Adams. You see, America's universities, they have a communism problem. They had it long before Israel and Hamas started shooting each other. And now the American Democrat Party in America's blue cities, they have a communism problem. And they're going to find it extra difficult to address it because of the tightrope they keep having to walk. Joe Biden said it yesterday. The audio was crap, so I'm not going to play it for you. But hey, Joe, do you have anything to say about these anti-Jew protests on campus? Yeah, I condemn them, but also I condemn anyone who's mean to Palestine. They're trying that tightrope for the 2024 election. What I will be interested to see, I'll be interested to see how they change their tune post-election, whether they win, whether they lose. I have a feeling America's communists are going to finally pick a side there, and it's going to get ugly for whichever side they pick against. And I don't know which one they're going to pick against. Just thought. Now, maybe that makes you uncomfortable. Well, have you thought for a second? Maybe you're just uncomfortable because you haven't been taking your relief factor every day. Has that ever occurred to you? You know, pain, joint pain, back, neck, muscle pain, that is life. You know it. I know it. It happens. It's part of life. My friggin' hamstring is still bugging me. So what do we do? Do we just get crabby with everyone because we're in pain? Start snapping at the wife, husband, kids, yelling at your mom, getting in trouble at work, showing up, you can't sleep because your shoulder hurts? Or do you think maybe just take some relief factor? You take relief factor daily. It is not a drug, though. It's drug-free. It's all natural. 4 key all-natural ingredients. It's created by doctors. What does it do? It helps your body's natural response to inflammation. 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. We have so much to get to tonight. I want to get to this. Well, I'm going to get to a couple emails first. Well, in a minute, but I'm going to get to this first. I mentioned this yesterday. it's not great to have your cities collapse as a country. It's not great. In fact, it's terrible for your country to have the higher education system be taken over by communists who hate the place. That's bad. I acknowledge this is a bad situation. However, we're at the point where that is the situation. We don't want cancer, but we got it. So now, maybe the most beneficial thing for the country is everyone knows. It's good to know if you've got it, isn't it? It's good to know if you've got it. So I don't know that America's cities descending into escape from New York. I don't know that that's a bad thing. Maybe the country needs to see. I don't know that America's university system turning into the you know, Cambodia under Pol Pot. I don't know that that's a bad thing. Personally, I think it's wonderful that the American people get to see the fruits of communism and get to see what's happening at the highest levels of America's education system. Because what do we talk about all the time? What do you and I talk about all the time? What do we need to save the country? What do we truly need? We need Norm and Norm to wake up. That's what we need. We need the, hey, did you catch a game last night? We need that guy to wake up, to get involved in his community, to vote when you tell him to vote, to do these things. We need Norm and Norma to wake up. Well, if things have to get really, really bad at Columbia for things, for Norm to wake up, for Norma to wake up, then is that bad? I would argue it's good. America has been poisoned by communism. Years and years and years of communism working its way up from the roots all the way up until now it's completely conquered our institutions, the media, the FBI, the university system, everything. Okay, that's bad, but we have to know that's the case, don't we? We can't continue to send Aiden, Jaden, and Braden off to Yale, and then he comes back home after a year, he's chopped his penis off, he's dyed his hair pink, and he's going to major in climate change studies, and we're sitting there confused as to what exactly happened. Well, we should have known. You were sending him off to a communist training camp, and you got a communist back home. We should know. The corporate world should know. And personally, you can argue I'm a bad person. I wouldn't push back on that. I'm a bad person. I enjoy communists getting the fruits of communism. I saw this headline and it made me laugh. Google, you obviously know what Google is. Maybe you don't totally understand how powerful Google is, though. Google might be the most powerful company in the history of the world. And I understand about the trading companies, the Dutch East India. I understand we've had companies essentially administer nations before. Google is more powerful than certain nations on the planet. They are. That's how vast their resources are. That's how much data they have on everybody. And Google has been one of these soulless, evil, dirty commie corporations for the longest time. And what have they been doing? As a soulless, evil, dirty commie corporation, they've been censoring, they've been pushing, you name the filth out there, they will push it on you, they will push it on your kids, a really, really evil company. That's the bad news. The good news is, though, Google hires communists. Google's a communist company. They also work in tech. That's a communist profession, sadly. It's a really, really communist-dominated profession. And so Google has been hiring the latest hotshot tech nerd they can find from Stanford and Yale and Columbia, NYU, and all these places out there. And now Google is finding out that they've been importing not employees, they've been importing poison. Headline, Google protest group says over 50 staffers were fired after anti-Israel sit-ins. They had workers, people who work for them, do these protest sit-ins where they would essentially just occupy the office of a powerful person and sit down in there. And these are people with Google ID badges, with security clearance, and I'm supposed to what? Be upset? I think this is magnificent. Oh, but Jesse, there's so much of this craziness going on. But yeah, I already knew about the craziness. You already knew about the craziness. You and me, we knew. What's been our challenge? What is it that you lament to me all the time? What is it that I lament to you all the time? I complain to you about what? I can't get my friggin' neighbors out to get involved. They're so norm. They're so norma. My friends, my family members. It was, 3-4 weeks ago, Ab and I did a double date with a couple that was from out of town from Louisiana. They were from, Baton Rouge. They were in town. We were going out. It's crawfish season. We were just going out and going to have some crawfish, right? Sucking heads, as they say in Congress. So we're going out. We get some crawfish. And these are Republicans, and it's all Republican this and Republican that, and Biden sucks, and Democrats suck, and they're screwing everything up. And on the way home, you know what they said to me? Man, I'm just glad we got that guy Kennedy in office. We're just talking about John Kennedy, Louisiana senator. That guy's the best. Taking it to him. Why? Because you see fancy, funny John Kennedy sound bites on Fox News. He gives you hilarious sound bites on Fox News. Then he goes back to Washington and votes in every swampy spending bill he can find. We need Norm and Norma to wake up. And hopefully, if it gets bad enough, they'll wake up. And look, that's part of what Chalk is about, helping people wake up. You see, your mind can't work right. Your mind is foggy because your levels are wrong. Your levels are off. And everyone's levels are off. Men's are off. Women's are off. Because of what's in our food, because of what's in our water. This is, and you know, this is not exactly, you know, health freak Jesse here. That may be my wife. It's not me, but I'm telling you, there is poison in our food. So what are we going to do? Stop eating? Don't expect me to stop eating mac and cheese. No, I take a male vitality stack from Chalk. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. I've been on it like 3 years. Good freaking grief. Like a different person. You want that fog out of your mind? Fellas, ladies, they got a female vitality stack for the ladies. Go get a subscription because there's a huge discount on subscriptions, all right? Look, it's not the gym. Cancel it if it doesn't work. 90 days. You take it for 90 days. You will feel like a new person. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse. All right. Mike Johnson. Talk about the system caring for its own. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.